SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump continues to battle, and his legal team says an appeal will be forthcoming once a sentence has been handed down. Trump attorney Todd Blanche tells the Salem Radio Network, Mr. Trump is committed to winning and leading America once again.
Watching him, and it becomes obvious to know why he was such a great president and why he'll be a great president again, because he's going to wake up very early in the morning and go to bed after most of us are asleep. And he's doing that to help the country. And that's what he did during this trial, too.
And the former president has joined TikTok and has posted his first video from a UCF in New Jersey Saturday night. In the video, Trump says it is an honor, and there is footage of him waving to fans and posing for selfies. Also at srnnews.com, gun incident in Mexico costing a British ambassador his post.
The British Foreign Ministry has apparently removed its ambassador to Mexico, John Benjamin, following controversy generated by video in which he jokes while pointing a high-powered rifle at staff inside a vehicle. The United Kingdom's government website on Friday described a seasoned diplomat as being its ambassador to Mexico in the past tense, though no details were given. The website says Benjamin served as ambassador to Mexico from 2021 to 2024, with no further details. A government statement to the Associated Press says appropriate action has been taken. I'm Norman Hall.
Well, the popular Blue Lagoon Geothermal Spa, one of Iceland's biggest tourist attractions in the country's southwest, has reopened. That after authorities say a nearby volcano had stabilized after erupting some 4 days earlier. This is SRN News. Public schools in Seattle are promoting transgenderism.
According to emails obtained by the group Parents Defending Education, a healthcare organization that operates clinics inside Seattle area schools is offering, quote, gender-affirming care services. This includes hormone shots to help children live as the opposite sex. The Seattle school system already has a policy of not disclosing to parents the fact that their child may be living as the opposite sex in class. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism surging in the city, New York education officials say they will send thousands of school children to the Museum of Jewish Heritage in Manhattan. Some 85,000 kids, most of them in the middle school age group, will take the field trips, that in hopes of building tolerance for Jews within the next generation. This is SRN News. Vermont is the first state with a law requiring fossil fuel companies to pay a share of the damage caused by so-called climate change.
Republican Governor Phil Scott allowed the bill to become law without his signature late Thursday after the state suffered catastrophic summer flooding and damage from other extreme weather. Scott wrote in his message to lawmakers that taking on big oil should not be taken lightly and that he's concerned about the costs and the outcomes of the small state doing that alone. Maryland, Massachusetts, and New York also considering similar measures. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Bizarre incident in the state of Maine. Police say a monster truck performing for spectators clipped an aerial power line, toppling several utility poles and sending two people to the hospital. Officials say a vehicle dubbed the Crush Station jumped in the air and hit the power line. More details at srnnews.com.